Shiver by Lisa Jackson. For Jack and Betty Pedersen, incredible parents, great friends, and people who believed I could do anything. Thanks, Mom and Dad. Author's note. For the purposes of the story, I've bent some of the rules of police procedure and have also created my own fictitious police department. This book was written pre-Hurricane Katrina, before the incredible city of New Orleans and the surrounding Gulf Coast were decimated by the storm. I hope I've captured the unique essence of New Orleans, what it once was and what it will be again. Prologue. 20 years earlier, Our Lady of Virtues Hospital, near New Orleans, Louisiana. She felt his breath. Warm. Seductive. Erotically evil. A presence that caused the hairs on the back of her neck to lift, her skin to prickle, sweat to collect upon her spine. Her heart thumped, and barely able to move, standing in the darkness, she searched the shadowed corners of her room frantically. Through the open window she heard the reverberating songs of the frogs in the nearby swamps, and the rumble of a train upon faraway tracks. But here, now, he was with her. "Go away," she tried to say, but held her tongue, hoping beyond hope that he wouldn't notice her standing near the window. On the other side of the panes, security lamps illuminated the grounds with pale bluish light, and she realized belatedly that her body, shrouded only by a sheer nightgown, was silhouetted in their eerie glow. Of course he could see her, find her in the darkness. He always did. Throat dry, she stepped backward, placing a hand on the window casing to steady herself. Maybe she had just imagined his presence.